Hi kids, Kathleen Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's book I'm going to read to you is Olivia and the Missing Toy by Ian Faulkner. Enjoy. One day, Olivia was riding a camel in Egypt when her mother woke her up. "Time to get up, Olivia. Remember, you have soccer this morning." Olivia's uniform comes in an unattractive green color. "Mommy, can you make me a red soccer shirt like this one, please?" "But then you look different from everyone else on the team," explained her mother. "That's the whole point," said Olivia. When Olivia came home from practice, her mother was working on the shirt. "Is it done yet?" she asked. "Not yet, sweetie pie," said her mother. Olivia waited and waited and waited. She was too excited to wait any longer. So she went out to play with the cat. "Look, darling, it's all done," said her mother. But something was missing. "Wait a second," said Olivia. "Where is my toy? Where's my toy? It was right on the bed. I just put it there. I remember exactly. That's my best toy. I need it now. Somebody took my best toy." Olivia looked everywhere. Under the rug, under the sofa, and under the cat. She asked her little brother, Ian, "What did you do with my toy?" She asked her baby brother, William, "What did you do with my toy?" That night, it was a dark and stormy night. Olivia was practicing her piano when she heard an awful sound. The sound got louder and louder. It was horrible, and it was coming from behind the door. So, of course, Olivia went inside. That's when she saw it was the dog, and he chewed up her toy into pieces. Mommy, Daddy, it was Perry," cried Olivia. "He took my best toy and chewed it to pieces, and now it's wrecked." "I am sorry, sweetie pie," said her mother, "but doggies like to chew, and he didn't know it was your toy." "My best toy," said Olivia. "Don't worry," said Olivia's father. "Tomorrow we'll get you the very best toy in the whole world." "Oh, thank you, Daddy. I love you more than anyone," she said. Still, it was Olivia's best toy, so she decided to fix it. all better, she said. Only books about cats tonight, Mommy. But even Olivia couldn't stay mad forever. The end. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's story. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now.